Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, we get out of the weeds and find some time to think big with a few beefy pieces of content posted to eSchool News recently. From Society 5.0 to digital equity to the ideas of remote and hybrid learning and how they'll affect education going forward post-pandemic, we get a chance to sit back and contemplate the deeper aspects of EdTech. Come along. First, we start with a piece penned by Roger James Hamilton. He's the founder and CEO of the Genius Group, where he makes the case that educators should be teaching innovative EdTech skills to future generations to get students ready for the world of work. The piece is called How EdTech is Embedded in Society 5.0, and you can find it up on the homepage this week under the top news feed. Here's an excerpt. He writes, "And now, as we embark on Society 5.0, the age of collaboration and the balancing of economic advancement with the resolution of social problems, we are beginning to see EdTech and digital learning become embedded in our lives. Children and adults alike learn better when engaged. And in this virtual world, engagement can be driven via gamification and by encompassing forward-thinking technologies such as virtual reality and artificial intelligence. By utilizing AI, we will also see a more personalized and varied curriculum that will enable more students to find their purpose. In this scenario, fewer students will be left to fall through the gaps, a problem that we see time and time again with traditional education." And so what does that mean for the near future? He goes on, "As we move forward through the 2020s, we have already seen huge global uncertainties with recessions looming in both the US and the UK, and around the world, I'll add to that. With uncertainty in abundance and concerns as the cost of living continues to balloon, it will be even more important for students to leave education without significant debt. So many people are putting off learning simply because they can't afford to or can't attend classes while working. Why should graduates start their professional lives encumbered by huge debts that have to be paid off? A new era is around the corner for education where students will be able to earn while they learn." Now, this piece is a good read for many reasons, but my number one takeaway, it's actually positive. Check it out. Next, Michael Webb, he's the Chief Technology Officer for Identity Automation, takes what you might think are apple and orange topics in the world of EdTech and turns them into, well, a fruit salad of sorts. The piece is called How Digital Equity Enhances Cybersecurity in Schools. He writes, "Just as all students aren't the same, their needs for entering and using these systems may vary greatly. Thus, if a district uses the same access process for all, the chance that gaps in digital equity exists is nearly certain. A fifth grader with special needs may face access and access confirmation processes that take away from instruction time in class throughout the day. Furthermore, imagine facing those same hurdles every day and every year through a K-12 education." He goes on by writing, "Establishing digital identities and then managing access in a secure yet scalable and flexible way enables schools to safely and more easily cater to unique needs. Unfortunately, many of the older legacy identity and access management systems were not designed to help combat the complex cyber threats that districts face today. That inevitably eats into